Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
Hello and welcome. I'm Kate Boone, and today I'm in conversation with Professor Nicolene Barkhuizen. Professor Nicolene Stutter, formerly known as Nicolene Barkhuizen, currently holds the position of director at the Business School at the University of the Free State. She holds a C2 NRF rating in social sciences. Nicolene is widely recognized as a prominent researcher in talent management research on a global scale. During her professional journey, she held multiple executive and senior managerial roles, including Dean, Faculty Research Director, and Research Entity Director. Her research yielded almost 150 recognized research outputs, 2 published books, and 8 book chapters. She has received numerous accolades, including the National Woman in Science Award for Outstanding Junior Research in Social Sciences from the Minister of Science and Technology. Additionally, she has been honored twice with the SA Board for People Practices Award for Best Academic in Human Resource Management, Best HR Consultancy Product, and Best Publication. Associates highly regard Prof. Stutter as a visionary, exceptional achiever, pioneer, dynamic team leader, and capable of transforming any workplace into a high-performing organization. Prof. Stutter, welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kate, and thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. I'm really excited to participate in this event. I'm doing very well, thank you. It's Women's Month, so I'm supposed to do very well. Thanks.
Yes, and happy Women's Month.
Thank you to you also, Kate.
I think while reading your bio yesterday, I think preparing for this conversation, I was really just wondering, and I'm sorry, but I have to ask, do you ever sleep?
You know what? Well, on that note, bar one is my favorite chocolate, and you know, bar one is 25 hours a day. So now, you know what? I always say I'm a self-proclaimed workaholic, very dedicated to my work. So yeah, sleep is not always high on the agenda.
All right. So we're going to start with some icebreaker questions. And the first one I want to find out to ask is, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh my goodness, you know, like now I need to be very careful, you know, like because, you know, like my husband and I, we really like listening to music. But you know what is my favorite one is Oh Happy Days. I love it.
Beautiful.
It's such a beautiful song. And, you know, like it's such an inspirational song, you know, like, and I think it's a song that came out in the 60s. They did very well. So I just love that song.
Oh, beautiful. And the second question then is, if you could eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, that's a very difficult one. But I really like biltong.
Really?
Biltong and droewors.
And you just survive on that for the rest of your life.
I will definitely, yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So we're going to dive right into our conversation now. Prof. Nicolene, before we unpack your job, tell me, as the director of the business school, or even previously then, and just when reflecting on your career, when was the best day for you in your career and what happened?
The best day in my career was when I won the award from the Department of Science for best researcher in the field of social sciences, and that was in the junior category. Mm-hmm. And why this was important for me, it was not only an award for myself, but also for other talents. As you've mentioned in my bio, is that I'm an advocate for talent management, and I believe that every single person's got a talent, but we have the responsibility to get that gold out of people. And when I won that award, it was really, you know, like an award for a lot of hard work, but what makes me especially proud of it is that it was an award for all the talented people who also struggle, you know, like in their careers, and also just demonstrate to them, listen, you can achieve whatever you put your heart on.
Definitely. That is beautiful. Now, we're going to start by reflecting a bit on your background. And I think when you think about growing up as a little girl, thinking about your interests and your passions and how you were raised, did you always know that you would be in the social sciences and working so intentionally in developing and empowering people?
You know what? I'm very fortunate, and all the accolades to my parents who really gave me a very good education, but also, you know, like instilling those value systems in me. And that's a very solid foundation. Now, I need to be very honest with you is that I grew up on a farm. So being in a social sciences, you know, like was the last thing, you know, like that I thought of because I wanted to become a farmer. However, ever since I was small, I was always, you know, like fighting for fairness, even at school, you know, like for all people. So I was always compassionate about people, you know, like and how to help people. And so in the end, it's actually for me not surprising ending up, you know, like in the social sciences, because up until this day, I'm very much, you know, like for fairness and righteousness, you know, like and really help people to become the best that they can be, but also not keeping quiet when I see, for example, unfairness, you know, like towards other people. So with my journey and then also my bringing up, you know, like in the value system that was instilled in me, right from when I was small, you know, like, and that was throughout my life, my focus.
Yeah, absolutely. That is beautiful. So Prof. Nicolene, tell me a bit about your journey as a student. So a lot of our listeners and myself included have only heard about the accolades and the success of completing your PhD in industrial psychology from the Northwest University. But where did your academic journey start? And would you say it was a straight or a winding road for you?
Now, I need to be very honest with you is that I was quite a boring student. So I was one of those students who were just fully focused on my studies and really tried to be successful at it. So I didn't have that much finances to my disposal and had to also to take out loans. So there really wasn't time to waste. And also I had to be disciplined throughout the entire process. So what I want to tell the students is, yes, there are some incidences where you can have fun, of course. But for me, right from the start, you know, like I was focused, I wanted to achieve, you know, like and really wanted to get very good results so that could help me, for example, getting better employment, but also, you know, like maybe bursaries and so on. So when I was studying, bursaries were a bit limited, you know, like so I had absolutely performed to get whatever I could. So what I want to tell, you know, like also students is that you need to be focused right from the start. Yes, it's nice to be a student. However, there are also consequences. And you need to know, you know, like whatever you put into your studies, that is what you're going to get out. And that discipline, of course, also paved the way for me later in my academic career. And this is pretty much a recipe that I'm still following, at least until this day, is that you need to be disciplined and you need to be focused. And then you will achieve results.
Definitely. Now we're going to travel through time a bit and reflect or dream, as I call it. And let's say you didn't pursue industrial psychology and you weren't able to do anything close to the social sciences field. I could be really, you know, limiting you here. But what else do you think you would have liked to do?
I want to tell you a very interesting story. So the first time I actually, you know, like did an assessment of my career interests was when I already did my master's in industrial psychology. I do not regret for one moment doing industrial psychology because I'm very passionate about people and it really laid a very solid foundation. I also did my honors in labor relations management, which also taught me the legal side of people management. But what's interestingly, so when I eventually did that career evaluation, two or three things came out. The one was a woodcutter. I'm not technical. I don't think that would have worked.
No.
Then the second one was an accountant. Now, I do like numbers a lot, but I don't think I'm a typical accountant. But then the last one was a lawyer. And I need to be very honest with you is that, and also it ties back to what I said about me be very passionate about fairness. I would very much, you know, like in my next life, I would have loved to be in a legal profession and really focusing on human rights aspects, you know, like in the legal profession. Because like I said, I'm very passionate, you know, like about people. And for me, having respect and helping people through various ways, you know, like to reach their full potential, even if it's to the legal profession, it's really a passion of me.
No, definitely. I can hear it. And I think that's beautiful, but I'm still stuck on the woodcutter. That was just...
I'm also, don't worry.
That was so interesting.
Yeah.
Now back to real life. You've established quite a footprint in the social sciences research, specifically with human resources and talent management. Mm-hmm. And you're really regarded as a dynamic team leader by your associates. So I want to hear from you and from the horse's mouth. What would you say makes you good at your job?
That's an interesting and a difficult question because I prefer to be humble, and I also regard myself as a lifelong learner. I think what is very important is that you need to have a purpose and you need to have a focus, but also you need to enjoy what you're doing. Mm. So those three things goes hand in hand for me. And I would like to share a story with you is that so many years ago when I established GIFT, it's a global innovative forefront talent research entity. It's the only of its kind in Africa, and it's still running after I left Northwest University. I had four special ladies, and all of them did their PhDs with me. And I called them the dream team. Mm. And all of them followed a career in higher education. And I'm so proud of their achievements because they're also plowing back to, you know, like other young ladies as well. But I think what is critically important, you know, like at the end of the day is that, like I said, is that, and my philosophy in life is if you really want to be successful in life, you need to take at least 10 people with you.
Yes.
But that again comes with knowing where you're heading, because you've got the responsibility to take those people with you. And then also instilling the love for that specific discipline in them. And they've also, for example, qualified themselves in different areas of talent management, which at that point in time was really a scarcity in terms of resources, like a talent value proposition and talent indicators, talent risk management, and also talent legal profession. Yeah, so I think it's really about, like I said, your purpose, your focus, and enjoying what you're doing.
Absolutely. And just now, in addition to that, you know, if someone were listening to you, and I think you've also just reflected now in your response on how, you know, dynamic and how diverse and how there's so many specializations and areas where someone can go into within talent management and within the field of industrial psychology. So if someone was listening now, and especially maybe our students, and they wanted to pursue a similar career path, especially in industrial psychology, and to at least, you know, find what it is that they can go into and explore, what advice would you give them for them to best prepare themselves?
Thank you very much for that. I think something that I would like to reiterate is that the field that I am in talent management is multidisciplinary. Now, I was very fortunate, you know, like in my career that I got exposure, for example, to generic human resource management and then labor law and labor relations, industrial psychology, and I'm also a qualified global remuneration practitioner. So I've got almost the entire scope, you know, like of the field of people management. Mm. But what is critically important, you know, like is that number one is that you need to go and read about the topic. What are the gaps that really exist? I'm going to give you a simple example. When I started off with talent management, I read how many articles about there's no workplace definition for talent. Mm. You know, like when you say the word talent, people will think it's a celebrity thing. You know, like, are you going to do a singing contest? Those type of things. You know, like, so I worked many years to get a typology, you know, like for that. So everything always starts with a definition. So I want to challenge the students is that really think out of the box. I think there are so many things happening and the world of work is changing so rapidly. And it presents us with so many opportunities. Don't be scared, you know, like to investigate a new type of concept. And that is really important. And it's not going to be easy. I mean, it took me really a couple of years to establish talent management, getting that definition, getting the practices, the assessments. There are still some areas, for example, for theory building. So there are many areas that we can still expand in. For example, there are even many occupations that didn't even look at talent management. So the bottom line is you will have to go and sit down and do your homework. But what's critical is that when you take a topic as a student, this is also something that needs to make a living for you.
Yes.
I always tell especially my PhD students, is that you are sacrificing a lot of time doing your PhD. You're sacrificing family. You have to juggle it with work. So whatever topic you are choosing, you know, like you need to make that, of course, that scientific contribution, but also you need to go out there and make a living for yourself. And that for me is really critically important to get that message across to students.
I think that's very, very valuable information and advice, Prof. Nicolien. So, so good. So we always say, and I think we now know, that no job is just good. You know, every job really has its not so good days. So I want to hear from you, what would you say would be the hard or mundane part of your work, especially as the director of the business school?
They say, for example, or there's a quote that says, the recipe, you know, like for a failure is trying to keep everyone happy. And that is not always humanly possible. So sometimes, for example, you know, like you would have a strategy, and getting people to buy into a strategy is not always that easy. And that's also understandable because we've been bombarded with so many changes over the past couple of years. And also we're actually feeling the aftermath of COVID. And then we are past 4IR, we're almost going to 6IR already. So I think people are being, you know, like there's so many changes. But I think what we need to also realize is that we need to realize also our worth and who we are. You know, like what is our identity as employees? We need to start becoming more self-aware and start believing in ourselves, you know, like, and what we can reach in terms of our capabilities and stop short-selling ourselves. I just feel, you know, like that. And if we can get that right, you know, like, then we can also see the future, you know, like, and also the untapped potential that there is. I've joined the University of the Free State Business School because, wow, there are so much of potential that we can do, not even on higher educational level and business level, but also the community. And then, of course, you know, like, so that is the one thing. Like really getting all people on board. But I'm the forever optimist. You know, like I always believe in the positive. Doesn't matter what curveballs comes. And there are ways in terms of how one can deal with that. I think also the other pressure, you know, is that the changing nature of higher education institutions, getting really institutions ready to embrace, for example, entrepreneurial avenues, generating those third stream income and so on. So as a business school, it's a business school. The word business says it all. And for example, in where my space where I'm working, we need much quicker turnaround times for things to happen because we are dealing with different clients and so on. And we all know in business, people don't want to wait long for results to happen. So I think also in terms of how one is managing or how, for example, organizations or institutions are being put together, we need to rethink a bit in terms of going into the future and what we want to do. But luckily, the University of the Free States, they've got a wonderful Vision 130, which I'm catered for that. So I'm positive really about how we as a business school can also contribute in making that Vision 130 happen.
Thank you so much, Prof. Nicolien. So now we've reached what I always say is the second favorite part of the conversation for me, where I'm going to ask you five rapid fire questions. So you don't have to think too hard with these ones. The first thing that really comes to your mind, you just say. Are you ready?
Yes, happy.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Sweet or salty?
Sweet.
Remote or on-site?
Remote.
Okay, finish this for me, please. Every morning, I
dream of achieving something good.
Beautiful. Then the last one. A wise team leader once said,
if you really want to make a success in life, you need to take at least 10 people with you.
Beautiful. I thought you'd say that. I really thought you'd say that because I really think that is so, so important. And Prof. Nicolien, I also just, I think for me, you know, reflecting and hearing this conversation and you sharing your experience, you really, really care about empowering and lifting other people as you rise and that community difference or that impact you also want to make. So I don't know if you have any parting words to our listeners just before we end off the conversation.
Yes, thank you very much for that. And my message to the listeners is that each one of you have at least one talent. And I really want to challenge you to start believing in yourself, use that talent and go out and make a difference. You are the future. You are here for a reason. So go out there and be worth more. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for your time and for being open to sharing your journey and your in this conversation. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I know our listeners will too.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.